For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We give immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. President Trump has named Mick Mulvaney as his new acting chief of staff. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April and is now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle bed sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
At the U.S. and Canadian ministerial meeting in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thanked Canada for its support over North Korea.
It was great to talk about how we've worked closely together on North Korea, and I thank my Canadian counterparts for enforcing all of the U.N. Security Council resolutions and encouraging other countries to maintain pressure as well.
And Pompeo says China should free two Canadian citizens who were detained this week after authorities in Canada arrested a senior Chinese technology executive on a U.S. extradition warrant. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chris Chrystia Freeland says Russia must release the Ukrainian ships and sailors it's holding.
Minister Sajjan and I expressed our condemnation of Russia's harassment of shipping in the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait, and in particular its recent aggressive action towards an illegal seizure of three Ukrainian vessels on November 25th and the imprisonment of Ukrainian sailors. We call on Russia to release these sailors.
The Kremlin has rebuffed calls to release the ships and sailors, but says Moscow remains interested in a top-level meeting with the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The holiday traditions canceled at the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump canceling the White House holiday party for members of the media, making a decades-old tradition another victim of an increasingly contentious relationship with major news organizations. A statement from a White House official says, quote, "The White House Christmas press party was not put on the holiday schedule, but we have accommodated members of the media and their families who have asked to see the holiday decorations by arranging open White House tours for them." Fox News noting that the White House is holding some other holiday parties to which favorable media members are invited.
President Trump's longtime personal lawyer said Friday that Trump directed him to buy the silence of two women during the 2016 campaign because he was concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs with him would affect the election. Michael Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America Trump knew the payments were wrong.
He's a very different individual.
What's happened to him?
I think the pressure of the job is much more than what he thought it was going to be. It's not like the Trump organization where he would bark out orders and people would blindly follow what he wanted done.
Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison Wednesday for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and arranging the illicit payments to the two women. The judge rejected arguments by his lawyers that he should be spared jail time because he cooperated in multiple federal investigations involving Trump. For USA Radio.